And then there was social media. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our show. This is Aria Ilan, and I'm guest hosting for Sister Ohimiwa, who is still recovering. This is In the Know with Ohimiwa. And we have a very, very special guest this evening, super, super talented sister who is a musician, she is a composer, she is an incredible singer, actress, and a professor. So she has it all, and beautiful. So definitely, I can't wait for you to hear her music. But first, just let me introduce you to Roz. How are you doing?
Hi there. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing both.
Oh, good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm so glad because this is like deja vu. You know, we have definitely done it. You were kind enough to be a guest on my podcast, and then you interviewed me on your show.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are because you have a new project.
I do. And also same thing I wanted to say, get better. Anyway, we miss you and really appreciate you, Aria, for doing this as well.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Believe you me, it really, really is. You know I love music and I love sharing, you know, with people, with our audience, with our fans. So we have to keep it going. Definitely.
Yeah.
So what is the name of your new album?
The album is called Put Me in Your Pocket. It was something I had been working on sitting on it, I should say, for several years now. And here recently, I just feel like I'm just tired of holding on stuff, trying to find somebody who would want to record it. And I just decided I'm going to just start grabbing some of my songs and just recording them and releasing them.
I love it. Okay, so just hold tight. Before we really, really get into it, I would definitely like to say to all the independent artists out there, if you would like to get your music played on the IL Radio Show, listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infinitelcnc.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infinitelcnc.com.
All right. So we're back with Sister Roz. And definitely, I would love to hear of what inspired you to write these songs. Did you compose all of them or did you have collaborators?
So the actual song I wrote, let's see, the title I wrote years ago, I just heard this string line, which actually I got it reproduced by another producer, so it doesn't have that string line, but I heard this pattern that I really liked, and I was like, and then I just had some kind of nonsensical words just because I like the rhythm, and just kind of said, put me in your pocket, and I was like, and then here recently, it's so funny that I would never have thought somebody would have had released a song called Put Me in Your Pocket, but I think I'm going to look it up real quick because I just remembered. I think it's, I don't want to say Roy Orbison, but there's somebody, I'm going to look it up as we're talking, but somebody else who released it, Put Me in Your Pocket. I just thought it was funny. I'll look
it up
now
while
we're talking.
Well, I'm sure you put your own unique spin on it.
Merle Haggard. I just wanted to say that Merle Haggard did put me in your pocket. But yeah, so that, it just was a fun dance song. That's about it. Yeah, there's nothing, you know, like sometimes
you know
people have something deep,
or
I'm like,
fun. Yeah, we definitely need fun in our lives, and I, for one, love to dance, so
yeah,
definitely,
I bet. Yeah.
That is something, and
How many songs are on the album?
So this one's 7. The last one was 7. I think I just kind of feel like that's, I'm just kind of overdoing the 12, 13 songs per album, per CD. So I decided to just do 7, and maybe once I'll do a single, but I just kind of like releasing several at once. But yeah, this one's a 7 song CD, and I have one, I'm going to be putting a gospel song on every one.
Oh, wow. That is really, really a wonderful thing. And that's the beautiful part about being an independent artist. You can do that, you know,
yep.
Like if you were on a major label, I doubt if they would have green-lighted that.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess that's the joy, huh? A beauty about being indie. I know most people, you know, feel like I want to be with a major, but they're, you know, I don't think sometimes they may know exactly what that means and what that entails. But I know for me, like you said, I love being able to just do kind of whatever I want.
Yeah, because you love music, and mm-hmm. that is just very evident in the joy you bring to it. And there's just a big difference between music and the music business. And
right.
that is what it is. When you're dealing with a major label, they have shareholders and everything. They're corporations. So
yeah.
they have to think in terms of the bottom line and money. And, you know, it doesn't even matter to them of what a lot of the quality control. Hey, it doesn't even matter
yeah.
as long as it's selling. But when you're an independent
yeah.
artist, you can really put your heart and soul into
yeah.
your music, into your writing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely, besides the dance song and then the one gospel, how would you describe the other tracks?
Man, it's so in 2006 or so, I had separated from my first husband and got into salsa dancing. And so I just fell in love with it. But in the meantime, while I was salsa dancing, sometimes in the beginning when I first started, they would play reggaeton. And I'm like, what? And why have I not known about reggaeton? Like, I am just beside. So at one point, I'd be the only person, not man or woman, the only person on the dance floor dancing like nobody was watching kind of dancing. Like I just danced. I could dance for hours on reggaeton. I just fell in love with the beat. And so after I kind of, you know, kind of ingested and just kind of felt it, and it's that African, that multi, you know, beat that's just not on 2 and 4.
Right.
You
it's
feel
like
several different. Yeah. Oh, gosh, just so popular. So I hear all of that and I could feel it just as I move. So this particular couple songs on this CD have a reggaeton flavor to it. And 2017 was the year that I had just moved here at the end of 2016. But 2017, I didn't have much or any work at all because I'm new here. I wrote a song every day. And I think two of them I wrote, or one of them I think I wrote while I was here. And the other one I had written already, and it just has that reggaeton flavor. And then the other ones, I think there's a ballad that I was actually, you know, I got to say, it's probably one of my most favorite songs. And that one is a slower one, a ballad called The Beat Goes On. And you can see that on my YouTube channel. But that's maybe one of my other favorites, but that's a ballad. And when I sing it live, interject, I would sing, Chaka Khan's song, Sweet Thing, in the middle of it. So maybe one day you guys come out and I'm singing that song. I can throw that in there.
I would love that. Definitely. Yeah. So when you write, because I know you said you were writing a lot when you first moved, but
mm-hmm.
do you just have like a certain time that you write, or just you write as you're inspired?
Okay, so I'm Aria, I believe you write too, I believe. But
yes.
So when, you know, years ago, I would just be like, oh, this is horrible. I have writer's block. I can't write anything. And then I'd tell people, oh, I can't even force anything out at that time. And then all of a sudden, I was like, 2017, that doesn't even exist. I don't have anything going on, so we're going to write a song no matter what. So I would get up in the morning sometimes, first thing, and I'm just singing my heart out. And I just, even if the song was ugly, I would still write it. I call it the ugly baby syndrome anyway. Sometimes you think your song that, you know, it's kind of like your baby. Not everybody is going to think it's attractive, but at least, you know you created it. And that's what I did.
Yes.
So I have some really ugly songs, but I still, you know, they're still my babies.
And, you know, sometimes you can circle back to them and just transform them. You know,
yeah. Oh, I know. That's actually what I'm doing now. Yeah, I actually am going through that right as we speak. I'm going through like some of my old stuff. But I'm, you know, trying to like, I may even give it to another producer, you know, to kind of light. One of them I actually have already. That actually the other day I gave him a song for him to revise. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, wow. So you actually collaborate with other producers.
Yeah, that was how I kind of started in the beginning. And that's how I kind of got into the studio, learning how to record and just fell in love with the studio. And so I would write to their tracks, like some of the rappers back in the day. Then I meet a producer. Then I start working on, you know, maybe my own kind of songs, you know, maybe tracks that they give me. Absolutely love that way.
Oh, wow. That is always positive. You know, when you find like-minded artists, you know, who you can vibe with, and it's like it takes your whole projects to another level, you know, to have a fresh air there in the studio with you.
Yeah.
Definitely something that I love to do. You know, I love to collaborate with other artists. It's just a mind-blowing experience, you know, because
it really is.
You're bringing one thing, they're bringing another thing, and they're hearing things that you don't, and vice versa. Yeah,
I'm interested. Yeah, for sure. I'm actually not going to say that. I'm kind of this next one.
I wanted you to introduce the song that we're going to play, your first song, which is Put Me in Your Pocket. We talked about it a little earlier, you know, when you were saying just the beat and the energy in terms of the dance song. But how did you come up with the hook for it?
I really think of something about the syllables of it. And I was like, put me in your pocket. And I was like, what does that mean? But I couldn't stop, and then the cherry on top just kind of flows right along in there, too.
Yeah, okay. It's a fun song. I mean, I found myself when I was checking it out on your YouTube channel, which is what? Is it under your name? How would the listeners find your YouTube channel?
Oh, it's so crazy because it's supposed to be at Roz Musician, but I don't think you can find it that way. So if you know one of my songs, you can put Roz, Put Me in Your Pocket. Roz, The Beat Goes On. Just put a title of one of my songs, you can find it.
In their search engine and put R-O-Z for Roz, and then the song is Put Me in Your Pocket.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Check it out.
Everybody say, if you know what I'm talking about,
let me see you wave your hand.
Everybody say, holla. If you got someone, then let the world know.
Dime,
que me escuche.
Dime, dime.
Say it, let the world know, let your love show.
Vámonos.
Say so,
you got my love, my luck. Put me in your pocket with a cherry.
Take time to spend with you. Ask me, I will
wow, that was just so live. I'm telling you, you know, I'm moving and grooving when I'm listening to that beat. So did you do like the drum programming and everything too, or you just played the keyboards?
So on, okay, so this one, I actually had one of my producers, I just had him do it. I was like, here's the track. And I, what I like to do is I give him a demo. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I want it redone. I want it somebody else's take on it. So I just had him redo everything. So he is a drummer in real life. And he has a, man, he has a, this, his drum kit that he uses electronically is just spot on. He does a good job with it. So yeah, he did everything. I don't think I played anything on this.
Played all the music on that track.
I don't think I did. Wow, I forgot about that. Yeah,
wow, that is something. You know, I mean, the drum, that's why I was asking who did the programming, because it just makes you, when the beat drops, you know, it just really, really makes you want to jump up and move.
Aria, I'm sorry. Aria, I'm wrong. I did. I sent him a drum loop. So that was my drum loop that I sent. I didn't create it. I think it was it might have been from pre-programmed off of Pro Tools, but that's what it was. I heard that particular drum loop, and I think that's how I kind of also came up with it, besides the string that I heard. But yes, I'm sorry. So that was, I think, one of mine.
Oh, wow. See, you create so much. You
never
forget
about
all
that.
The
right, right. Exactly.
Wow. That is just so cool.
Yeah.
So then with the other songs, was there like a particular order that you, when you decided of like how you were going to flow? Because it means something to me, you know, like when I do an album, I really give a lot of thought to the flow. But, you know, a lot of people, a lot of artists don't, because people consume songs now differently, and they might just go on YouTube and, you know, search for or listen to one song. But I know there's still some, there are a lot of fans who, if they are into an artist, they want to listen to the whole album. So did you really give a lot of the positioning of the songs and the flow?
Yeah, it's always hard for me, but I do know that I don't like to put the title of the track first. But I also wanted to capture in my heart, in my mind, I feel like I want to put like one of my favorite songs usually up kind of close. And so I put the ballad, actually. I think I opted for that one to go first. And then I put, I think it was Put Me in Your Pocket. But on the last album, and I said earlier that I hadn't released a single, but I forgot I did release one. It was a gospel song right during or the end of COVID that I wanted to release. But so on the last one and this one, I did put the gospel one last because it's, you know, it's not a gospel CD, but I wanted, you know, kind of feel like I want to push that at the end to where, you know, people can celebrate or, you know, enjoy that in the same place. And you know where to go when you, you know, come to one of my CDs. So, yeah, that one is always hard for me to position things in a way, you know, to make it make sense for other people, but also in a way that I feel like people will enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. When you are a songwriter and you are producing, that's important, you know, to have it, because there are fans who will be listening to the whole project. And Yeah, that's almost like a lost art now, where when you listen, it's like every song is standing alone, you know, it's just there. And I'm not saying that's bad or good or anything. It's just different choices for different artists and producers of how they want to do it. Yes,
for sure.
tell me about the gospel song.
So this one was actually one of my other favorite songs that I've written. It's one of my one of the scriptures that says, "Tell them I am sent you."
Oh yes,
sent me or sent, and I'm just like, who can say that? I am who I am. Like that whole entire thing is just, it just blows my mind to hear, to think how we don't even understand when we even say God's name, who we're really talking about. There's such a power, even when I sing it, that I don't even sing any of the songs, R&B, hip hop, pop, opera, whatever it is, like gospel. And this one, I took my favorite phrase and the great I am, and I wrote to it. I wasn't sure if I was going to release it or whether I was going to let my sister. I have another friend I used to work with. She actually didn't record it like on CD, but I believe she has it on maybe a YouTube channel or something like that. But I was like, okay, again, I'm kind of tired of waiting to give my song to somebody else I can sing too. So let me just go ahead and do it, you know. So I did it, and the producer friend who did it for me, he normally doesn't sing. He doesn't want to, but I know he can. And I asked him to sing with me on the choir part. And it was, it added exactly what I was hoping. Actually, it was even better than what I was hoping. And so, we did the choir parts on there. And I don't think I have a video to that yet. I probably should do one to that. That would be really nice.
Oh, I know that would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because I've always loved that scripture, you know, and just, it's just so powerful, you know. And
it is.
It just really, really gives you a sense of peace and comfort, you
mm-hmm.
know, when you think about it. So that one I have not heard yet, but cannot wait.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my roots also, you know, is mm-hmm. gospel. And you're right. You know, your whole, when you're singing gospel and really feeling it, you know, there's like an emotions come out like no other genre. And
right.
This is my humble opinion. I mean, you really get into a whole nother state of being, you know, you just, me, I just close my eyes, and I mean, it's like a spiritual type of enlightenment when you're doing gospel from the heart and soul. So everyone, you got to listen to the whole album. So have you released it on the streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music?
They are. It's all out there, ready to go.
Yes. You know, some people like to listen on Amazon, or some like Spotify, you know, Google Play, whatever you like, you got to just check it out. ROZ, definitely check her out. And I wanted to ask you about the second song that we're going to play. We talked a little bit about it, and I've definitely love this song. You know, this is the ballad, and you do have a video for that one, because I actually watched it on YouTube, The Beat Goes On. And what inspired or motivated you to write that one?
The which one? The ballad one?
The Beat Goes On, yeah.
That one, I didn't say earlier, but the reason why that one is one of my favorite as well is, that one, I wrote it with a friend. He sent me this beat. We didn't use anything from his, but he just wanted me to release the song. And so I wrote that song for my husband and the words. And so I have to be careful when I sing that in public. There's two songs in particular that I wrote specifically about him and that I could get emotional. So it's kind of like I got to do that thing where you kind of turn your mind off. Because if I cry, I can't sing.
Exactly.
It's like air one, and then you get the ugly cry, and just it's just a mess. And so it's like, let me just turn my mind off, sing the song.
Yeah.
Right, sing the song for this guy, you know, trying to make it real impersonal as much as I can. And it's hard not to, because I, like I said, it's and then if you look at the video, I don't know if you go back and if you read what
it
says. You
did,
yeah. Yeah, so if you read it, it says, you know, there were guitars. I was playing, had acoustic guitar. My husband had his classical guitar. And so we were trying to emulate the actual CD back when I first shot the video. But then when the new friend reproduced it, there was no guitar in it. So if you look closely, you'll see the guitar sticking out every now and then.
Yes, I did. Yes. Well, definitely, I know the audience is going to love this song. So here we go.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday nights called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music, video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. That was so, so beautiful. Oh, so everyone, you got to check it out on YouTube or any and all of the streaming sites, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, whatever your pleasure is, whatever streaming site that you check out your music on, add this to your playlist because it's definitely on mine. I am loving it. Yeah, so I wanted to ask you in terms of, you know, other artists and younger artists, have you had the opportunity to mentor any artists?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. I feel like, I hate to say it's one of my weaknesses, but I'm a teacher, you know, and one of my main professions is I do give private lessons and several different instruments. And one of the things that I love to do is help other people, you know, that don't know, like who have a desire to, you know, do a little bit more music and performing because nobody helped me. I had to kind of figure things out on my own. And so in the meantime, you know, I even had a venue right before I moved here to the Seattle area that I was able to run, had 8 dressing rooms. It was 8,000 square feet. It was a huge place that I had. It was just one of the best experiences I've ever had. And I brought different musicians from all kinds of different backgrounds to come perform there. And so since I moved here, and even before I moved to the Seattle area, there were two in particular, and one of them, I'll just say, just so amazingly talented. So I actually do mentor them. And I love what I said was my weakness is I love helping people, but sometimes people just aren't ready for that help. But at the same time, one of them, it just kind of reassured me that, and I don't put, now mind you, I don't put pressure on people, but I will speak my truth. If I feel like you need, you know, to kind of pull it together with love, I do share. And so one of the things they shared with me was, I feel like I need to do this. If no one else, I want to do it for you because I know you have pushed me and to do things, you know, almost like she can hear me, you know, kind of push her. And I really love it because again, I had looked for somebody before I left to even kind of, and I honestly never, even in my heart, in some ways never looked at mentors. Like it didn't make sense to me until I got ready to move here. I just felt like I wanted somebody who I see on stage to be able to emulate and kind of learn and figure out what do I do until I moved here. And then I had several women that I felt like I didn't ask for the mentorship, but I kind of learned from, wow, this is great. Oh my gosh, I didn't even know I should be doing that. Oh my goodness, look at how they did. You know, so now I'm kind of filling up my own heart and then still teaching what I know as much as I can to other people. And man, it feels so good when you see those things kind of follow through and see their eyes light up with, even in my students, when you're teaching them, it just touches my heart to know that light, you know, bulb comes on and you're like, this is it. I'm doing the right thing.
Yes, it is. And when you see the growth in artists, I mean, that you have mentored, it just makes you feel so, so good. It really, really does.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, you know where they work, you know, when you first started working mm-hmm. with them, and then you see the growth. But you said something just now that really, you know, made me
think, because you can't really want more for someone than they want for themselves.
Yeah.
You can only help people, you know, who want it. And the old saying of when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Right.
So,
I'm right.
You know, they have to want it and to be ready, because it involves dedication. You know, want to achieve and to grow and to get better and to be your best self as an artist. I know you know this, Roz, because, you know, you haven't just been in this game just from yesterday. You know, you have been doing it a long time, you know, from college all the way till now. And, you know, it definitely takes sacrifice, you know, to do it. And you think back, even from the time when other friends were out, you know, hanging out or whatever, and you were practicing, you know, practicing your instrument.
Mm-hmm.
That in and of itself, you know, takes a certain amount of dedication. And to do it daily. It pays off. And it definitely
does.
Pays off with you, you know, as a musician, as a, you know, vocalist, composer, all of that. I can just hear it in your music. So let me ask you this. Have you been involved, speaking of music, with any type of musicals or theater lately?
Oh, no. The last one that I did was time flies. End of 2022, and just to put this out there, one of the things that I am wanting to do is, I don't want to say a one-woman show, but I'm kind of wanting to create something different than the regular band, like sing song to song to song to song. I want to create an experience, because I also have some songs that I really don't know what to do with in some ways, but they're just so beautiful that I'm thinking, well, what can I create? You know, that's kind of could use some narration, or besides, you know, giving it a new movie placement, but, you know, that I could use to bring to life. So I said that I was going to write out almost like a musical one woman kind of thing and just see what comes up. And I do believe that once I write it down, it's going to happen. So I need to start on that, because last time I talked to you, I was in a play, musical.
You sure were,
So I do want to create something similar to that.
Well, definitely, it has been such a pleasure reconnecting and talking with you. But before you go, I would love for you to let the audience know how they can reach you on social media. So if you would please give that info.
Please, guys, forgive me, but I don't do Facebook much anymore. But you can try me on Instagram, and I'm under Farzygram. YouTube, again, you can put my name in. Put me in your pocket, or the beat goes on, and then it should take you to the rest of my songs there. I love the music. You'll see lots on there. But I am on all streaming platforms, and I honestly just learned that I was on Pandora. I didn't even know. That was a big deal for me. I tried to get on there years ago, and they rejected me. So I'm so good at that.
Well, you know what? This is with rejections. That, to me, is a sign of professionalism, because only professionals will actually keep sending their material out, and that's what it is. I have a drawer. I'm a writer also, you know, a poet, novelist, and I have a drawer full of rejection letters. But then in 2018, I won first in a statewide California poetry contest.
Oh my God,
so never give up. That's my message to everyone who's listening to us. Never give up. Keep doing your thing. you know, keep getting better and better. Believe in yourself. And I'm telling you, you know, it will pay off. So thank you so much, Roz. And that's R-O-Z. When you get into the search engines, and you will find her and you will love her. Thank you so much. And until next time, I'm leaving you with peace and one love.
Yeah.